Hello and welcome back to First Year Jitters, the only show where we love easing your first year shivers more than I need a better sleep schedule. I am your host, Omar Kabej. Now, our guest for today is very special. He is a fourth year film study student and is the program director here at Radio Laurier. In other words, without this guest, I probably wouldn't be able to do this. So it is my great pleasure to welcome Jack Vlorik on to the show. How you doing?
Hello. It's great to be here.
All right, man. It is an honor to have you here, man. It's great. So let's get started with the questions, why don't we?
Sounds great.
All right. First thing I want to know is your first day here at Laurier. Tell us about that experience. When you first came into Wofford Laurier University, what was that first day like for you?
Yeah, it's a little weird for me because I graduated high school 2020. Okay. So I was in the COVID year. So like my whole first year was totally online. And then I moved here for my second year. And so I guess my first day on campus was my second year. And it was cool. It was fun. It's nice, you know, kind of actually getting like having like a campus that you're navigating. My first day for like my first year was really just kind of getting on my laptop and just kind of like getting the hang of like what a university class is like.
I see. And just kind of want to know also, what type of residence did you live in on that first year?
Yeah, so that first year I was back home actually. I just kind of hung out in my house in my like basement room all year. And then second year I lived in King Street Towers. Oh. Not like the residence, but like down there a little bit.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you, I'm guessing you assume you live here at Waterloo?
Yep, still do.
All right. So was there really a transition for you in that case, since you were really necessarily moving location, just kind of moving schools?
Yeah. I'm not like from Waterloo. I'm from Sarnia.
Oh, okay.
Which is about 2 hours south.
Okay.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of a transition. It's about 2 hours, so it's not like I can easily like zip back and forth. But the apartment that I lived in was a really good like kind of like first apartment. It's like a lot of stuff was taken care of for us. We just kind of had to like live there, do our own thing. So it wasn't too crazy. It was just like, oh, now I have to do all these things that my parents used to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming some of the stuff I'm assuming is like cooking, yep, and things like, mm-hmm, that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest. I feel that, too. As I'm moving into my second year, I'm starting thinking, oh, man, I got to go cook my own food. I got to go to Walmart to get groceries. My parents used to do all that stuff, and now I'm the one who's got to do it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, it's a little more different since I actually live, like, on residence in Waterloo College Hall. Shout out to anyone from Waterloo College Hall here.
Nice.
It was definitely very kind of nerve-wracking, I guess, because I come from Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
So that's a great city to live in. Shout out to anyone who's from Burlington. And not going to lie, going to Waterloo here, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like a big culture shock, because like going into here, like again, like the room, for example, I'm not sure if you've been in any of the dorm rooms thing of like your friends and stuff.
A little bit. I remember doing a lot of tours.
Yeah. But the rooms in there, definitely not the kind of room that I had back home. Let's make that very clear.
Uh-huh.
But it was very nice overall. And for me, it was a little bit more of an adjustment, I guess, since again, I was like now living here in Waterloo instead of back home. But I don't know. And that first day for me, like, I think the highlight of my day was meeting someone and getting a shawarma.
Nice.
That was the highlight of my day. Now, anyways, with the first year experience, I want to know, what were some of the kind of struggles that you had in the first year experience?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. It's just like, it's kind of like a whole different, like, type of learning, really. In high school, like, you're there kind of the whole day. Like, you talk to your teachers a lot more. I don't know if you really talk to them a lot more. More just like you kind of like know your teachers a bit more. But when you're in a class with like, my first year I would have classes with like 500 other people.
I get that.
You're kind of like, a lot of people, I hope I'm doing the right thing. It was a lot of just kind of me going, oh, I got to like totally change like how I study. I got to read a bunch of stuff now. I never had to like do readings in high school. Now I got to read like 50 pages a week. I still struggle with that even as a fourth year. But yeah, it was just a lot of it for me was like that class structure.
Actually, and the thing I also want to kind of bring up is that I heard that you actually did kind of a program switch partway through. Was it business that you did your first time? Tell me about like that, being a business student in that first year.
Yeah, business. I think it's weird for me. Like, it's hard for me to like describe it. I find that like there are benefits and there are like disadvantages. I think with benefits, it's very structured. So you kind of like, you're not making a lot of like choices on like what you're doing. It's a lot more like they're kind of telling you what to do and then you go do it. It can be tricky if you're not like a very like, because you're just like doing so much. You're doing these like reports and all these things and you're like networking the whole time is crazy. And yeah, and I find that like you don't write a whole lot of papers. I found after I switched, I really had to learn how to like write a proper paper.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
For sure. And I just kind of want to ask. I know some students have either done the switch in another program, like myself, or maybe even considering switching. So, what would you say to students who maybe their current program, maybe they're not really feeling it, and they might want to switch? What's your opinion on that?
I'd say like there's no shame in it. Like I feel like it's If you're the kind of, I think it's really like, what are you at university for? For me, part of it was just like, I just kind of want to get out of my hometown, like set up a career and then just go from there. But if you're like, if you're like in business and then you go, but I really want to make movies, I really want to go into film, I feel like just like, don't feel bad about it. It's easy to feel. It's easy for it to feel like you're failing, like it's like a failure thing. And that was what I had to get over, was that like, oh, I don't want to like fail at a business. But if you're not like it's more just that you're kind of choosing what's best for you. For me, it was specifically that like I tried to do a minor in film and then major in business. But I found that I just couldn't really make that work. And I was like, I could feel that I was like setting myself up for a career that I did not want and that I was going to totally hate. And so I finally just kind of went, I'm going to be way happier and I'm going to get better grades if I go do this other program.
Yeah. And like, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with switching a program. Mm-hmm. I switched programs as well. In fact, I actually also switched out of business.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, to any business students, shout out to any business students still in Laureate. That is an amazing program. Ooh. I'm not taking any credit for that.
Oh, man.
It's very awesome. It's just, for me personally, I kind of felt the same way. Like, I really wanted to do history. I love the idea of looking back at the past. I actually like doing reports. And so I kind of wanted more of that. And now I'm getting that, and I feel really good inside. So thank you for kind of sharing that experience.
Of course.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Something else I think a lot of students may be struggling, maybe thinking about as they're starting this new term, is time management.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Any tips for time management? How was your time management, I guess, for first year?
It definitely, like, took me a bit to kind of get a system in place. I find that a big thing that, like, was, like, whiplash from high school is that I feel like in high school your schedule is, like, daily, where in university it's more, like, weekly. And so for me, I've got like my system now. I'm like set. I genuinely like look forward to like implementing my system every year. I'm a big list person. I'm big on like Notion is a website that I use a lot, where I kind of have like I have like weekly things that I try to do on the same day every week, where I'm like, well, I got to do these readings for this class every week, so we'll do that on this day. I use like sticky notes now too. Like the night before, I'll just kind of write down like personal things that I have to do, like grocery shopping, do your laundry, pay your credit card, stuff like that. And I kind of stick that to my wall right next to my desk. It's a lot about like finding the system that works for you. And like you can ask people for advice. If there's a program that you want to use, but you're not sure how to use it, feel free to ask people. There's tutorials everywhere for anything online. So go find that. But yeah, it's pretty like specific to each person, but I think it's really good to kind of like get a good understanding of what you have to do every week, especially in classes.
No, for sure. I get that. I'm kind of struggling with time management too, because I haven't really found my system, but I think I'm kind of more thinking of kind of like, again, like that weekly schedule almost. Just kind of thinking about like, okay, this is kind of what I want to do during the week. I know what my class schedule's like. How am I going to set it up from there? And plus, guys, academic advising is so helpful.
Yeah.
We actually had them come in for sociology in one of my classes, and they talked all about time management. So that was literally the entire topic. And like, they talked about Notion, actually.
They talked
about Google Calendar, which is also heard very
useful. I use that one, too. That one's good.
Or I heard even at the bookstore, you can buy like these 4-month calendars. Yeah. So if you want, you got that option. Like, there's so many options. There's no right or wrong way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you feel best.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that is great about Laurier is the community. We love this community. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest.
Yes.
How did you get involved in the Laurier community in the first year?
For me, the community of Laurier was part of the reason why I chose Laurier. Like, all the places that I toured, I just didn't quite feel that same sense of, like, we're all here for each other. We all want to help each other. For me, I'm trying to remember. Oh, my God, I'm getting old. for me, it was, like, there was an Instagram that they were – I would go to all the events that I could just because, like – especially because I was all the way in my hometown. So I was like, I don't want to just go to classes and never meet anybody. I was very worried about, like, I want to do stuff. I want to, like, meet people. I'm so tired of my hometown. I just want to, like, be a social person and to, like, get involved in things. I learned about, like, all, like, the house council stuff. And, like, Locus, the off-campus kind of group, they were looking for, like, Locus reps for house councils. And so I joined the arts council my first year, and then I was kind of, like, a community rep where I had, like, we would, like, plan events, we would do kind of different arts-based things, and then I would go to, like, a house council, and I was, like, the Locus rep for that house council. And then we would kind of, like do the same thing. We'd do, like, events. We would have kind of, like, little, like, professional development things, which were cool, where they would teach us, like, they would teach us stuff like time management, kind of stuff of, like, how to, like, work with other people. And that really kind of paved the way for me to get involved in a lot of other things. And then also my first year is when I started hosting a show with Radio Laurier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw, I don't remember what Instagram it was. I got to find it. It was, like, first year opportunities. And they were just sharing a bunch of different, like, Instagram stories. And Radio Laurier had posted one. And so I kind of reached out and was like, hey, I want to host a show. And my idea was just to host a show about complete nonsense and just talk with people for an hour every week and play some fun games. And they said, go for it. And so I did that. And that really, Laurier's, like, all of Laurier's stuff that you can get involved in, it's great for, like, you can get involved and you can stay involved.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing. That's really appreciated. I, as a house council member myself, Waterloo College Hall House Council. Let's go. That experience has also been very helpful to me too. Really made me feel involved. And of course, I mean, doing this, if I could tell the audience, I kind of want to share how I kind of got started here.
100%.
So, basically, what ended up happening was kind of the same thing. You were actually hosting a booth in Lazardus, I believe. I actually remember it was in October. And then you just had, like, this list of, like, oh, like, a bunch of shows and things like that to do. And I'm like, I've always wanted to do a radio show ever since I was a little kid. Like, my mom would always play the radio stations in the car when we were driving. And I just loved, like, the idea of personalities, bringing on guests, like, these fun games and stuff, like you were mentioning. Mm-hmm. And so, like, let's do this. I want to do a show. And then, you know, we got it all set up, and I gave you the pitch of FYJ, First Year Jitters. And as they say, the rest is history. Now, I want to ask, since, of course, this is the program director of Ray Loria you are now, which is an amazing achievement. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How's your Radio Laurier kind of career been going through those 4 years?
It's been, like, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Like, in my first year, I really felt like I was a part of something, even though I was, like, 2 hours away, like, just, like, in my basement. We would do, like, socials and stuff, there was usually, like, we'd have some sort of thing that we were all on Zoom for, and then, like, almost everybody would leave, and there'd be, like, a small group of us just kind of hanging out for a few hours, because we all, being in radio, you tend to become, I think, a very talkative person and a bit of a social person. I mean, you have to, like, talk and deal with so many different kinds of people that, like, you just kind of get good at talking to people, and you, like, start to, like, enjoy it. And so I think that we were just a bunch of people who were stuck in our rooms on our computers, and we missed other people. So we would just kind of chat and have fun. And I made a lot of friends through that. And then my second year, when I was actually, like, on campus, I jumped up to morning show after class manager. So we kind of, like, our management team. And so I deal with – oh, thank you, thank you. I deal with, like, most of the shows – but we have our morning and after class shows, which are kind of like our pre-structured shows. And so we usually have a different manager to just kind of oversee that. And so that's what I did. And that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot more about, like, how the system works, a lot more about, like, kind of like behind the scenes radio stuff. And then the next year, my third year, I joined on as program director. And I've been doing that last year and then this year also. And that's even, like, you're like I'm deeper into it. I'm, like, learning a lot about how it all works. Lately I've been trying to actually understand, like, why everything works. Like I know that if you plug up, like, I know I can, like, set up, like, a speaker system, but I don't know why any of it works. And so I feel like I'm trying to kind of get that more in-depth knowledge. But I feel like I've always kind of felt a sense of, like, belonging here. It's very easy to meet people here as well.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. And again, thank you for all the help that you give me to make this show.
Absolutely.
It's very awesome. And I actually heard, for those who don't know, Radio Laurier had a bit of a little booth going on in the Fernandez Campus did. Center, right near the one card office.
Yeah.
And did you get any, do you have got, like, a bunch of people there? You get any, like, usually, recruits or?
Yeah, usually it's funny. It's like, with, like, any club, because I'm, like, involved in a couple, like with any club, when you booth in the concourse, people will walk by and they'll go, I've never heard of you guys before. And we go, we know. There's a lot of clubs. It's hard for you to hear about all of us. But we try to get our names out there. We usually, like, whenever we booth, I know that, like, at some point in the next few days, I'm going to have to sit down and just send, like, 10 emails. Because we usually get Jackson, our station manager, will either, like, send me a bunch of emails, or he'll just send me, like, a list of, like, this person, this person, this person. And then I just reach out. And, like, not everyone keeps with it, of course, you know. Sometimes I fully understand, like, if you, like, go to a booth and you're just like, I don't really want to do this, but I don't want to seem rude, so I'm just going to write my name down. But usually from that, we get some great shows, and we get a lot of people who are really, really excited and interested.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys just did that fairly recently. Yeah. Did you get any? Do you know if you got any recruits from your most recent booth?
Yeah, I've been kind of busy the last couple of days, so I haven't had a chance to do all my emails yet. But I've had some people, like, directly email me, which is unusual, but it's welcome. We're like, it was, so it's really cool to see people who really want to get involved and are really excited about it.
Yeah, no, totally. I get that. And asking for any future first years might be listening to the show, if they have maybe a calling for radio, maybe they want to do something like this, what would you kind of say to them?
I'd say give it a shot. A lot of people that usually when we're doing, like, our calls for show hosts, I have people that I know who reach out to me and are like, dude, I would do that if I could. And I'm like, what do you mean? Of course you can. Like, don't look at it and go, I can't do that. Give it a shot. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. There's no shame in trying something and then going, you know what? Not for me. I'm not a big fan of this, or I can't make this work. Just go for it. Like, if you had, like my idea when I first pitched my show was literally just, I want to see if I can get away with just being dumb and funny on the radio. And they said, yeah, sure. And I've been doing it for about 4 years now.
Do you mind, you want to say the name of your show in case anyone might want to check it out?
Of course, it's The No Show. It's usually on Wednesdays at 1.
All right, so, you know, anytime, right before this show comes on, if you want to check out The No Show happening, at 1 every Wednesday,
yeah,
just saying, check it out.
Check it out.
This guy right here is hosting. So, Thank you for giving us some insight into the radio aspect of what you do. Going back to the whole first year aspect, though, you mentioned that you like doing like funny things on the radio. Mm-hmm. Do you have any like funny memories back in first year?
I kind of have a bunch. First year was, I don't know a lot about first year because first year was just very boring for me, just like kind of being stuck at home. It was a lot of like, it was a lot of like showing up to labs, to like business labs. And like, it was a very like stereotypical Zoom experience for me where it was like, I would be in my tutorial in like sweatpants, then like a jacket and tie on the top. It's a lot of that. It was a lot of like my parents walking through my basement room to do laundry and me kind of having to be like, I'm in a call right now. Don't be quiet. Second year. Oh boy. Funny moments. I mean, like, I find that I'm just the kind of person that weird stuff happens to a lot. Something about like Waterloo too. Interesting stuff happens at Waterloo all the time. I can't tell you how many car accidents I've seen since I've come here. All the time. Or like I walk by and I'm just like, why is that same corner I've seen a car accident on like a bunch. I'm totally blanking on like specific stories. Doing the show has been pretty funny. You just get into like funny conversations. It's awesome when like you talk to somebody and they just out of nowhere pull out like a really funny personality and you're like, whoa, more of that. Keep it coming. It's a lot of just funny convos with people.
It's only good. I think just this Waterloo environment is just very funny and it's just so surreal. Like, I'm not sure you've been to a downtown Waterloo at night. But it's one of the most, like, lively, insane places. Woo. Like, lights everywhere. Yes. People walking out of places all the time. It's like, it's like this world just comes alive.
It's strange. Yeah.
And, thanks for saying anything about that. Mm-hmm. Now, something else we kind of want to know is going into first year or going into university in general. I know a bunch of people, and I'm one of those people too, who are like, university, oh boy, it's going to be, there's going to be so much stuff I got to worry about. Oh man, I got to go do this, ABC. Yeah. Do you have any of those worries going into university for the first time?
I think so, yeah. I find that at the end of the day, I think about like having to kind of spend that first year at home, and I think that it was almost like an easier transition for me because I was really just worrying about school. I wasn't really also having to worry about like eating and all that. I think that I've always been so annoyed at how much like high schools scare kids about university. Like you talk to like a grade 12 teacher and they're just like, at university, your teachers are going to be upset if you sneeze in class. And then literally,
what? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're just so like, you gotta be professional, you gotta be neat, you gotta be organized. And then literally, I can't tell you how many of my professors have said, please don't call me doctor, call me Jeff. Shout out to Jeff, one of my favorite profs. He walks in and he's like, I feel very uncomfortable when you call me my last name. Just call me Jeff. And so it's like, it's not as big of like, you worry about it a lot, and then it's a lot of just figuring it out as you go. I'm very much like, you can kind of plan ahead of something as only so much before you got to just dive in and do it.
Yeah, I totally get that. And you actually mentioned a very interesting point that you did university from home. I'm guessing this was still kind of during like that pandemic time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience, having university in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It was weird. I feel this is going to sound weird, but it feels almost a little cool kind of having that like I could like say to my kids, like, I lived through this crazy event. My March break was going to in grade 12 was going to be 2 extra weeks. And then that was it. I never went back to high school. And so it was interesting. It was a lot of like, there were a lot of frustrations that you couldn't really like direct anywhere because they were just like byproducts of we suddenly have to take all these students and put them online. So it's stuff like dealing with Zoom, dealing with like my learning space. There was a lot of just like tech issues was kind of a huge part of it. And also just kind of figuring out like watching a lot of clubs scramble to be like, how can we take what we do in person and move it online? So it was interesting. It was kind of funny to watch some people kind of work it out, but I feel like I got the hang of it, and I've always loved technology, and so I found that I was able to kind of easily just glide into it.
Again, I think it's just gonna be crazy. I remember mm-hmm. my sociology professor. Shout out to my sociology professor Kimberly. Mm-hmm. You're awesome. She made this great point of like, we're learning all this stuff about history.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like a few years, they're going to be learning about us.
Yeah.
They're going to be learning like, all right, class, we're going to go back to the year of 2020. This was like the pandemic. Ooh.
Yes.
And like the fact that we're now like going to be a part of this mm-hmm. historical event. Yeah. That just feels so weird. I know, man.
Right? It's interesting to go like, oh, we're living a historical event right now, or like we're witnessing a historical event right now.
Yeah, like it's interesting. Oh man, it's insane. Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned that you are now a film student, I believe. Yes. Tell me mm-hmm. about kind of like that experience of being a film student coming from being a business student.
Yeah, it's Laurier's film program is very like theory based in the sense of you're not doing a whole lot of like practical film work. Most classes, I would say what you're doing is like every week you do a reading and you watch a movie. And then I keep hitting my mic, oh my God. And then you get to class and you talk about that movie and you kind of read and write. And it was a little bit of that my third year, which was kind of like my first year full into film. I had done a couple like film classes when I was trying to kind of minor in it. And it was a big thing for me was just like there's a lot of programs where the work is very similar and business is quite different. And it was a lot. It was like I was writing papers where I wasn't really writing papers in business. I wasn't doing like case studies. I was like watching movies. It's a lot of film is you're dealing with a lot of different things at once. You're dealing with like history. You're dealing with like feminist theory, like gender theory, like technology. It's a very interesting program. And once you get the hang of that, like reading and writing, then you kind of got it. It just takes a little bit to get that. Like I remember kind of being like, okay, I've got a grasp on it. I can write a paper. I can read something and like understand it. I can watch a movie and be like, I know this stuff. I know that stuff. My mom now asks me about movies as we watch a movie. She'll be like, we watched Goodfellas, and she was like, how does he choose what frame to freeze on? And I'm like, I don't know. He looked at all the frames, and he said, I like this one best. It's cool. It's fun to just kind of have all that info in your head that you can pull out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel that too, because I took a film class last term, mm-hmm. And now when I watch movies, I swear, I feel like I have mm-hmm. to point out, like, all the tiny little things, like, Oh, look at that high angle shot.
Exactly,
Oh, man, he's using, look at the mise-en-scène that's happening there.
Oh, man. I'll turn to my girlfriend and I'll go, like, great line. Or I'll go, like, that's a good shot. That's a really cool shot right there.
Now in your film class so far, were there any movies that you particularly enjoyed watching?
Ooh, very, like, it's tricky because, like, upper year film courses, not even upper year, like, second, third, and fourth, you're dealing with just the most obscure movies because they're, like, because there's usually, like, because it usually, like, showcases a certain thing. Whatever you're studying that week, it usually showcases that really, really well. But when I took a first year course last year to catch up, and we got to watch some fun ones, like Jaws, Jurassic Park, like, the classics, I got to watch Interstellar last semester, really, and I love that movie. So I love getting to watch a movie that I just love and I've seen. But you do get to watch some ones that are just really good. A lot of, like, when you talk about like the classical Hollywood movie, they can be a bit boring, but sometimes you watch one and you're like, oh, that was good. Stella Dallas was one. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like a lot of like, you're watching this woman like give everything for her daughter. I just have everything taken away from her. And I was like just crying by the end of it. A lot of like Wong Kar-wai is a really good director. Chungking Express, that's a good one. In the Mood for Love. Kind of as you go on, you get some movies that are like your favorites from certain classes.
Oh, no, yeah. Actually, when I did our last term, we watched Yojimbo by Akira Kurosawa. Oh,
that's a good one. And that's also a really good one.
I'm very happy we were able to watch this. We watched Star Wars. But the original cut of Star Wars.
That's cool.
Like before George Lucas tinkered with all the special effects, we got like the original raw 1977 cut. Oh, man. And like, I'll be honest, like our theater, like the way that we watched it, it was like we just watched it the first time.
Nice.
Like we were like quoting all the lines.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like,
fun.
Like when like hello there, like oh my god, yeah. He said that thing.
That's awesome.
We were like those type of. And it was crazy. Going back to the Laurier community, I want to ask, since it's of course it seems like you've been heavily involved in the community with House Council, we did with Radio Laurier. What kind of tips would you give to first-year students who want to maybe get into the community here?
Yeah, I'd say, like, don't be afraid to be social. I know it can be a little bit daunting when you're like, oh, like, now I'm an adult. How do I make, like, adult friendships with other adults? It can be tricky, but, like, odds are everybody else is feeling that same, like, uncertainty about themselves. Just talk to people. Be yourself. Don't try to be something that you're not. It's like, you know, when like you meet someone and you're like, just drop it. Just drop whatever facade you're putting on. Just be yourself. Just like be open is kind of like the best thing that I can say, really. Don't be of course, you can't control being afraid, but just try your best. Just go for it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And then you can try something else.
No, totally get that. I understand. I think the great thing about being a first-year student, this is all new to us for the first time. Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, experimentation, you know, like, there's so many things you can try. Yes. It's, I always think of it as, you know when you go to the supermarket and you get, like, those free samples of the food? That's why I kind of think clubs are like in first year. I know that sounds like a very weird analogy.
No, but I...
What I mean is, like, you try out the club, there's no harm in doing it, and if you stick with it, you'll buy on all the whole food.
Yeah.
You buy the whole thing, and then you go to the full club. And if you don't want to try it, hey, at least you tried it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what really matters. Something else I like to preach on this show that I always look for is, of course, mental health.
Oh, yes.
Mental health is very important in university. I just want to know, from your experience, what kind of you done to, you know, help your mental health throughout this university career?
Yeah. I really try to, like, take time for myself is a big thing. Like, even if that means just, like, I'm big on, like, don't work for, like, 3 hours without a break. Put breaks in, like, just, like, sprinkle breaks throughout. And so I'm usually, like, I'll pull out, like, my Switch for a little bit, play some Stardew Valley, pull out, like, a TikTok. Like, it's, like, take time for yourself is a big thing. If you need help, don't hesitate to ask for it. Right before my third year, I got an ADHD diagnosis. And that and, like, any meds for that just, like, changed my whole – I was, like, doing work like I never had before. So if you're, like – something's kind of wrong here, go get it looked at. I, like, worst case scenario, they tell you nothing's wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, well, thank you, Filipino, and especially thank you for sharing your experience.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Actually, that's – thank you very much. And also Stardew Valley. I appreciate a man of culture who likes Stardew Valley.
Oh, I love it.
I love that. Now, speaking of studying, kind of go back to what I talked about time management earlier in the episode. I also really want to touch on study tips because I've heard this from so many people, how to study. Like, oh, you got to study this way, that way. You got to do it in a quiet room. You can't have headphones in. You can have headphones in.
Yeah.
How did you study, and then what tips would you give to those people for studying?
Yeah, it's it is a kind of thing where, like, people will try to tell you how to study, but you really just got to try different things and find what works for you. For me, like, I kind of had to, like, totally, like, redo how I study. I'm big on, like, repetition. So if it's something where, like, if it were something, like, math-related, I would just, like, do questions again and again and again. I think that repetition is a really good way to learn, like, get stuff in your head. And then, like, stuff like I'm big on cue cards sometimes. I'm really big on that. If it's more of, like, I find that in film, it's a lot more of, like, you're writing about stuff. So with that, it can be more, like, you're rewatching things, maybe like you're rereading things. It's more, I think it's in a class that's not like very like 100% yes or no, like math, you want to do, I think, more of like make sure that you're understanding the topic. Because if you understand them, then you can just talk about them and write about them. And so it's a lot of, I think, it's a lot of review for me, a lot of like repetition, just kind of getting things in my head.
Oh, no, I totally agree mm-hmm. with that for a study tip. And this kind of is just something I would also recommend since we're at the start of the year. Mm. Every professor has probably told me to do this. I might be kind of, you know, preaching to the choir, but read
your syllabus.
Read it. 100% read it. Absolutely read it.
I understand it's just like paperwork. And like, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I was one of those at first. Like, oh, okay, it's just like my syllabus, you know, like, I ain't gotta read this. I'll figure out this out. No. Here's the thing with university. There's a good chance that syllabus will tell you about all the tests and exams that are coming up. Uh-huh. They'll tell you about 100%. Assignments that are coming up. They'll probably even tell you also like what to read for each week.
Yeah, like literally. Yeah,
having all that information with you at the start is so good. And you know, talk about scheduling, like using Notion or Google Calendar. If you want, you can even take some of those study dates, put that in the calendar. Mm-hmm. So that way, you'll know, you'll see when it comes up, and that kind of gets you, I'm guessing you kind of feel this too.
100%. What I like, literally what I do is I go through and I put in my Google Calendar, all the readings, what I got to watch, and then that way it's all in one place. It's a very, like, people ignore the syllabus, and it's like, no, because they're telling you exactly what you need to do every week. They're telling you exactly how it all works. It can be a little annoying when someone in class asks a question that you're like, it's very clearly on the syllabus. And here's a really good pro fourth year tip. Sometimes your professors hide bonus marks in the syllabus.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you're in syllabus and there's a little paragraph that says, if you've gone this far, email me a picture of your pet and I'll give you an extra 5%. I literally had that last semester. And so just do that, like read through it because you might catch those. And that's also like, professors will know who reads it and who doesn't.
Yeah, I know. My business course, for example, BU 111, had 6% bonus mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like such a fool because I didn't take advantage of all the bonuses. I'm like, man, I really should have taken advantage of all those bonuses because the thing is, that adds up. Like
it does.
If you're just kind of doing what you're doing and you got the bonus marks on top of it,
uh-huh.
I know especially for business students, they really want to co-op. Were you kind of considering co-op during like the first couple of years?
I applied to co-op. I got in and then I turned it down.
Oh.
Because I was, I think that like, for me, that was kind of like on my edge of like, I don't really want to do this anymore. And my logic was like, I want it on my record that I got accepted into co-op. But I don't actually want to like, I was looking at like the jobs and I was just like, none of these jobs are really what I want to do. They're way more business centered than I want. And so for me, it was just like getting that on my record that I was accepted and then just kind of stepping back. But I think that co-op can be a great thing. And it's how a lot of people get jobs after.
Yeah. And again, from my experience, I switched out of it before I got the opportunity to apply for a co-op. So unfortunately, I didn't quite get that experience. But again, if you have the opportunity to get a co-op, just go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, totally. The worst thing they can do is say no. And at the end of the day, you still, like, worked hard and you still proved it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? And, again, I know I sound kind of like, no, almost kind of a hypocrite. But, no, I'm speaking the truth here.
Yeah.
And,
100%.
You know, I'm trying to look out for, like, any type of student, you know? So,
yeah,
just do that. And I think that's really great that you gave that tip about also kind of repetition.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in calculus in my last term.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I wish I took advantage of the repetition. That's a big one. That's just, if you got questions, do them, read it over, do it again.
100%. Like, especially for math.
Yeah, especially when you have, like, midterms and finals coming up. Actually, that's a perfect segue.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Until my next topic here is midterms and finals. I know what you're thinking, audience. Oh man. It's a bit early to be talking about this, don't you think? I mean, we're only in the first couple weeks. I know, but I'm just saying it's good to think about this now than having to worry about it later.
It sneaks up on you.
So I want to ask is, how did you prepare for, like, those midterms, finals, quizzes, tests, that sort of thing?
Business was a lot more like, there's a midterm season. And it's a lot of, like, yeah, like, don't leave it till the last minute. Think about it ahead of time, because midterms can very easily sneak up on you when you're just, like, doing your weekly thing, and then suddenly it's like, I have this big test in 5 days that I haven't studied at all for. So make sure that you're, like, checking in. Get I always like having, like, a study plan, even if I don't adhere to it 100%. At least then, like, I have listed out, like, what I need to know. Read the requirements. Like, know what you need to know for the exam. Listen to what your professor says. Don't skip class, because they usually will give extra details in class. It's a lot of just kind of being prepared ahead of time. And I had one more point, and I'm losing it. Being prepared ahead of time and know, like, remember, like, make sure that you know what you can bring. If you can, like, don't, if they say, like, you can bring, like, a page that you can just fill with whatever info you want, use it. Don't think, I don't need it. Use it. 100% use it. Bring it in. Don't try to cheat. Your profs are smarter than that. I feel like if you're a prof, you've seen every possible way that you can think of. It's just brain power that's better put towards studying.
Yeah, I feel that too. Just like, I know it sounds kind of like a drag, but just like read over. You know,
yeah.
Like, there's no harm in reading it over. 100%. Because if anything, like, for example, I remember calculus. There was a big thing where you could only bring one specific type of calculator.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't know that at first. I was using, like, my scientific calculator from high school. I'm like, oh, man, this thing's amazing. It's got everything I need. It fits all the requirements. But then I realized, oh, there's this other calculator. Like, oh, no. So I got to go again and buy another calculator.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for me reading the syllabus, and it wasn't for me reading the instructions, I wouldn't know that, you know? And also, just kind of a tip I want to give. You probably already thought about this, but reading week. Of course. Of course, spend time with your family if you can. Spend time with your folks, with your old friends. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I encourage it. But take some time during that reading week to do what the name says, and that is read up.
Yeah.
Like, you would be surprised how quickly reading week goes by.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, you feel like, oh, man, like, I got a week. I can do all this. Especially like if you got like plans or something, just, you know, take some time. And just again, in general, I say this, take some time, just a little bit if you can, each day if you can, of course, to just go over stuff. Like, every little bit counts, even if, like, I can only do like one or two pages, you know. If you only got time to do one of those two pages, then do those one or two pages. You know? But while I'm saying that, I also would recommend, I think, have you ever had a sense of burnout when you work?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's like, like, I feel like you're going to hit that point where you go, I'm working a little bit too hard, and maybe it needs, maybe you need to, like, change up how you do things. That might be, I would say check that out first. Look at your schedule. Look at your, like, techniques, and go, what it, like, how can I not work myself so hard? And yeah, just like try to take some time to yourself is a big thing for burnout.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Burnout, that I think is the important thing about studying, is you got to find like that perfect balance. Like, don't study yourself too hard that you'll burn out, but at the same time, don't do nothing and then be completely lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, the one way that I want to study for midterms and finals, and I've been kind of doing this, is when I was in high school in particular, I had a whiteboard in my room.
Oh, whiteboards are great.
And not only...
I love them.
And not only did I use those to, like, write stuff, but I also used it as a teaching tool. So I'm not joking. To like air, I would be teaching the stuff that I learned as if I was teaching the class.
That's good. That's a big like technique that people tell you is like teach it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Force like your girlfriend to sit and you lecture her on something. But like if you can teach it to somebody else, then you really understand it.
Eh, I mean, hey, that works.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole takeaway of this long ramble about studying is you got to find the thing that works for you.
Yeah.
Like, there is, of course, you gave some tips. I've given some tips. All the previous guests I've had on the show will give tips. I think the future guests I'll have on the show will give tips. Mm-hmm. But have all this information, but then pick which one works for you.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person that, like, loves to write things down, because I know people like to do that. They like to, like, take, like, their notes and then rewrite them. Mm-hmm. Like, go do that, man. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. If you want to do like me, where it's like teaching it to someone or teaching it to like air, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the great thing about university too, is that like there's no right or wrong way to do this. Now the final part that I want to get into about this episode is housing.
Oh yeah.
And again, I know you're thinking, wait a minute, why are we about housing now? Let me tell you, start thinking. If you haven't started,
time of year.
Start thinking. How did you deal with housing in a university?
Going into my second year, when I was on house council, we were kind of just like tossing out like, hey, like I'm looking for a place. If anybody needs anybody, let me know. That's usually kind of how I do it. I just kind of toss it out like, hey, I'm looking for a place. Anybody know anybody? Let me know. And then one guy was like, hey, I'm getting people together. And so I ended up getting in with his group. And then it was like, this is like the time of year where like lease renewals happen and like people start looking for roommates. So definitely like, this is like the time to start asking around, start talking around. For me, someone I had known from a first year thing, kind of towards the end of my second year, I was looking for a place and they had a room open up. And so I went and I toured it and I loved it a lot. The price was great, had like Wi-Fi, had a parking space. And I was just like, if you send me a lease, I'll sign it within the week. Like 100%, I love this place. And I ended up getting in there and I've been there last year and this year.
Oh, nice.
And yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's just kind of what I want to say. Start thinking. And I think that's kind of the takeaway from this episode that I think you're kind of getting here is just start thinking about things. Like, I'll be honest, I am not perfect. I have procrastinated with the best of them. I'm guessing you have procrastinated.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. 100%. But the thing with habits of procrastination, and I heard this also when we did that academic advising session in sociology, was you feel good in the moment.
Yeah.
But when that dries out, it dries out fast.
It hits you hard.
Oh, man. I had this entire assignment I have to do still.
Yeah.
You know, so again, do your best to kind of just keep on top of things. And again, like I said, every little bit counts. I'm not saying you have to do like all the coursework in a week or something, but just keep up with the readings. If you need help, don't be afraid to ask. One of the mistakes I made was not talking to my professors long enough. Ask your professors for help. I think they are more than happy to help a student if they're struggling with something. Like if you're saying like I'm confused on this topic, send them an email, go to their office hours, please. Also, this is also why you check the syllabus, because they have their office hours and their email posted, so go to those. Just do that, because I guarantee you when you go to their office hours, it's going to feel so good, because you're going to get all the help that you need. I think we've reached the end of this episode. I want to thank you very much. Again, it is a huge honor to have someone from Radio Laurier
thank you
to be on this show.
I appreciate it.
Man, it is very cool. And before we go, I want to ask, any final tips for the first years that you want to give?
Just like be open, be yourself. Don't try to like force yourself into a pigeonhole that you're not, you know. Be cool, be good with change. You know, I used to have short hair and a clean face, and now I have a mustache and very long hair. So, you know, be open to it. Don't kind of shut yourself out. Just talk to people.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Jack's show Wednesday. Check it every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The No Show.
Yeah.
He's going to be hosting that. And also, don't forget to check back here. I know the time was a little different compared to the previous episodes that I've done. I'm going to try and keep it to a 4:15 time from here on out. But again, if you're listening here at this time of night, hey, you know what? Welcome aboard. And if you're listening to this outside of that, well, again, welcome aboard. Glad you could listen to this episode of First Year Jitters. So anyways, until next time.